everybody, and welcome back to One Nation Raiders Silver and Black Podcast. This is your friendly neighborhood Raider fan, Jimmy, after the game.
This is your blue collar Raider, Omar.
You like how I jumped that in there.
Yes, you did. Dude, your lungs is getting stronger.
I took a breath.
You took a breath?
Oh, you didn't notice, huh?
I didn't notice.
I cheated a little bit.
That was a real quick breath.
Yeah. We're here after a Raiders 2-0 victory against the New Orleans Saints, one of the best teams, who went 13-3 last year, playoff team.
Elite NFC team who was predicted to at least be in the NFC Championship. They was in the top, in the rankings, if you guys pay attention to that. In the rankings, they was definitely top five. Top five, top six. So I'm not even going to say top 10, because you're probably thinking, oh, they was probably ranked 10 or 9. No. They was like 3 or 2 or something like
there.
That.
They're definitely up there. This was a great victory. And I can't wait to talk about it, because there's so much good.
So much to talk about.
There's so much to talk about in the game. You know, you want to get into it? Let's just get into it. What are your initial impressions?
That is impressive.
Hold on. Stop.
It was not going to
play. Let's cover it. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. We're going to go down. We're going to talk about our initial impressions. We're going to talk about our three good, because we won. Starting from third good to 2-1, 3-1. One being the final climax. We're going to talk about the third three bad.
Mm-hmm.
Same order. Then we're going to talk about the coaches' evaluations. Okay? And then we're going to go into the game-changing play. And then we're going to talk about the game ball. And then we're going to talk about what's going on for next week, what the problem is going to be for us next week. With that being said, let's hear about your initial impressions
was, I did not feel good going into this game, man. I was like everybody else. We had a lot of injuries. I was nervous. My predictions was a loss. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a loss for us.
Right. We didn't predict the game for last week.
No, we didn't.
I would have predicted a loss, too.
Yeah, but between being, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, I knew it was going to win. No, I did not.
I owe it to the fans to tell the truth. Yeah. I owe it to our listeners to tell the truth. I owe it to myself, to be honest.
Yeah, this is why week to week is different. People always want to, and I kind of actually did the same thing myself. When the Saints played the Bucks, they destroyed them, right?
Embarrassing.
When the Bucks played the Panthers the next week, they destroy them, right? So you're thinking, oh, well, since we barely beat the Panthers, and this is why, as long as you win, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the margin of winning and all this. It's not a game of horseshoes or close and by scores. It's you win, you move on. That's all that matters.
That's a good point.
Yes.
That's a really good point. Because, you know, you're doing, okay, so if they beat them, you start doing the fan math. You know what I'm saying? In your head, you start fan mapping yourself out. And it's doesn't work that way.
It really doesn't.
That's not how it works in the NFL, because teams can beat any team on any given good day, especially with a good game plan.
Yeah.
Which is case in point tonight. So my initial impressions, if you let me jump in, first of all, great TV. 82 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic TV.
Thank you. Yeah. I do appreciate...
You took my whole Sunday.
I do appreciate the help yesterday.
You took my whole Sunday.
I do appreciate the help.
I didn't watch not one football game yesterday.
I did appreciate
because of you.
You can put it all on me?
Yes.
It was early.
I didn't watch one game at all because of you. I didn't watch any game.
We went in the afternoon.
It didn't matter. All right? I went and saw my uncle at the hospital, at the VA hospital.
Yeah, right.
And here I am coming to see you, coming home. I just sit down and you're like, I'm ready to pick the TV up. So are you kidding me? It's going to be back and forth. Three and a half hours later.
It was 3.5 hours.
We're bringing the TV back and we're setting it up and we're mounting it on the television. So, yeah, at least the television was good and we got a victory. But let me tell you my initial impressions. Mm-hmm. I wanted to slap you in the face yesterday because I didn't get any rest. But go ahead. Let's go ahead and do our three good, three bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't want to linger too much on my frustration about yesterday, because we're coming off of Raiders victory.
Mm-hmm.
And Omar's TV's good luck for right now. So the 82 inches is a good luck on the Monday night.
Putting pressure on my TV.
Yep. So, three good, three bad. I started last week. You start this week. What is your third good?
My third good? Oh, man, I immediately, when it happened, I started to take notes. When Abram ran into that, what is that? The cart? Moving?
Yeah, I don't
camera,
know. Camera. Movable camera.
Yeah, the movable camera, cart, whatever.
Yeah.
When he ran into that, and he ran off after that, that is a good, I was like, you kidding me? He can't make it to finish the second game.
He was laid out.
He was out.
He
The commentators had me nervous. He was, he's not moving.
I said, oh, he's knocked out.
To the point, we had to replay it a couple of times. Like, was that his shoulder? His head? Oh, his shoulder again. Yeah. And then you said that it was his head, though. But it ended up being nothing. He came out, like, or he came back in, I want to say, two plays later.
Yeah, he was in there.
Yeah, he was in there. So the health, and he is turning, and you know, we're talking about needing a playmaker on defense. He's going to be that playmaker, that superstar, that playmaker for us.
Well, he makes tackles when you got to have him.
He does it. This is the second week doing it now. When he comes in like a Scud missile, he almost knocked out homeboy, but dude's happened to, it was like number 11 on the Saints. He so happened to pick his head up a little bit and barely avoid that contact hit on the side of his head.
Yeah.
Because he caught it and went sideways, and Abram was humming down on him.
Oh, he was coming. He took the right angle. He knew where he was going, and he was going to rock him.
Still made the tackle.
Made the great tackle, man. His tackling is really good.
Yeah, he's really brilliant. And it's like sometimes when you come with that much velocity, I know you want to say wrap up and all that stuff, but once you come at an angle and that fast and that hard, he doesn't have to yet. I'm not going to knock it when when it's not hurting him or nothing like that. He's still bringing him down, or they're going down. I should say. He's turned into that superstar on defense, man. Even the commentators was like, you need him. They're going to win this game because of him. Well, I was not disagreeing. I was like, well, yeah, probably right. Because he could cover, too, now. He's covering a whole lot better.
Oh.
He's covering his space. I'll give him that. I don't know about him trying to cover somebody one-on-one down the sidelines. He's not built like that. But he comes downhill with bad intentions. Shout out to my old flag football team.
Yeah. Let me tell you what else he does. He makes up for bad linebacker play. He makes up for a lot of shady linebacker play. The tackles and the angles that linebackers are taking, the poor angles that Nick Morrow is taking, he's making up for those lack of effort plays or lack of understanding, taking the cheese when he shouldn't, meaning he's following a play that's flowing away from him too long and not getting back to a spot. That guy is all over the place. He's playing with a level of intensity and focus that hasn't been in the backfield for a Raider football team for an extremely long time. I am extremely excited about this young gentleman, and I do like your third. And are you saying it's Arnett? I'm Abrams? Is that
Abrams,
what you're saying?
Abrams, yeah. I said Abrams.
Freudian slip. Freudian slip for you guys. That's a little preview. I kind of chimed in about. I kind of pre-spoke about what I was thinking about.
Because as a matter of fact, that is a good call in case I accidentally confuse y'all. Because on that play, Arnett and Abram was right there, but Arnett took the brunt of that machine that was happened to be right there. I was so happy when that happened.
Abram took the brunt. Hit him out of bounds, and I love the effort. I love the effort of not letting them get an inch. Yeah. They whatever they earn at the beginning of this game, they even though we were trailing 10-0, they earned every inch of that.
Yeah,
and the defense wasn't letting it happen in front of them. So I like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. That was a good. I don't want to step on any toes, but you know, defense was better,
how
to say that.
Okay, all right. Well, let me go ahead with my third good, which is leading into it, is the defense stepped up. And it stepped up in a lot of different ways. I like how the defense responded after that 10-0 start. They started making plays and getting off the field. They started chasing down ball plays. They started getting interceptions, batting balls down, putting pressure in the center of the field, making Breeze have to throw over the top or to the outside late. And that's what really created opportunities for this defense.
He's trying to fill that speed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. The speed was closing. The windows were so tight that you had to fit balls in, which is like that's what we were hearing about all preseason camp, all the camp. That the windows are super tight that Carr had to throw in, and that it was evident. And I really appreciated how the D stepped up, and I really appreciate the game plan. We'll get into coaches' evaluations. But
I know, man. I don't
said he sucked last week, and this guy, I called him out.
Oh!
No, this is not time to eat crow because he's gotta have a better week in another week in a row.
When did that happen? It was crow eating time.
No, it's not crow eating time at all. No, not at all.
Wait,
we'll get to the coaches' evaluations and we'll talk about that then. But I gotta give credit where credit is due. The D stepped up. The D did what it needed to do. It got turnovers. We won't talk about the lack of sacks because the pressures made a whole lot of difference.
That's what I was talking about, man. I'd rather have five hurry ups than one sack.
All right, That's my third good. Is the D stepped up? What's your second good?
Second good is how you pretty much spun out of that, broke that tackle of that crow right there. I don't know how we agreed to hit
the We'll like, address it when we go back in the coach's evaluation right now. Let's hear your two.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you that.
Well, we can rehash this out in the coach's evaluation.
Let me put it in the notes to make sure it doesn't get skipped. Crow, yum, yum, good. All right. Okay.
You call one good game and all of a sudden...
You said eat crow. You said if you call a good game...
I will reevaluate. We'll talk about going back. Okay, all right, go ahead. What's your two good?
My two good? Man, there was so much good from... Can't say beginning because
fans, you let us know.
I was nervous
at One Nation Raiders podcast at gmail.com. You let us know what you think. Do I need to eat the crow or do I not eat the crow? You can hit us up on Instagram on One Nation Raiders. Does Jimmy eat the crow or Jimmy not eat the crow?
Come on, fans. Come on, listeners.
All right,
he should eat that crow.
Sorry, okay. I interrupted.
So we'll decide next week.
Okay,
the crow. So, okay, two. My two good. Spreading the ball. I think it was 12 different receivers, dude.
I think so.
This is how Gruden does. This is how he did it with Gannon. Gannon was always doing that. Mm-hmm. He went from Jerry Rice to Tim Brown to Doug Jolly. And he was spreading the ball all over the place. Crockett, John Ritchie. You know, he was spreading the ball all over the place. And he's doing it again. And when you do this, this is what it looks like. When they catch the ball, anyway. When everybody's catching the ball, I don't want to, I said that last year, then all of a sudden Tyrell Williams started dropping. But still, then he could put that, sit that person down, and then he'd go ahead and bring in somebody else. So, I mean, he was spreading the ball out. He was saying last week how this is not going to be a greedy offense, whatever. It's not going to be one person gets 16 balls or nothing like that. And I just like the way the ball was being spread throughout the entire day. He didn't lock on one person.
Can I put in a petition for getting more balls to Nelson Aguilar?
Oh, yeah. Because every time he gets it, he makes it.
Can I put a petition in for at least one or two more catches?
Don't be that fan right now. Don't be that fan.
I'm just saying, I put in a petition for a ball or two more to Nelson Aguilar? What I'm saying.
It's being spread out.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But the guy has live legs. Have you seen him?
Legs are live.
His legs are live.
He got good contact balance.
And he's going to get it. Like, he's going after it. Like, he put his foot to the ground and he turned it.
You say Nelson. I say Edwards. Mainly because I want to prove my point about the top rookie of the class.
Edwards looked good today.
Yeah.
He made a lot of plays that had to be there.
Yeah, it was there, too. I mean, he was not being shy about it.
Yeah.
He was real. He wanted that ball. He attacked that ball. He got that ball.
You know what we had today?
On top.
You know what we had today? Mm-hmm. And I piggyback on what you're saying. Is we had NFL wide receivers in the game today that made catches. That maybe, didn't have a case of the crazy drops.
Maybe that's all Carr was looking for. Some NFL receivers. Remember, we was like... Remember, I think you made the point a couple years ago. You was like, man, Cooper is just a receiver. He's an NFL receiver. He's not the superstar that deserves to get a bunch of money because he's always missing in action half the time, whatever. And then so forth, so forth. Balls being dropped, number one in the league. Now I don't want to jinx anything, but yeah. They dropped that toss. That's probably I don't know. I mean, I can't remember any significant drops.
Right, but this is what it looks like when you have guys on your team, and I think this is the impact of Mike Mayock. We're going sidebar. This is the impact of Mike Mayock drafting and recruiting guys and free agenting guys in here that match what it is that we want. We want football players. And a football player makes a play. When you're a receiver, you catch the ball. When you're a running back, you run the ball well. So I think this is an indication of Mike Mayock bringing in those kind of guys. You tell me what you think.
I feel like you put it well. Yeah, he got his foundational players. He did the structural draft the first round. Then he did the the playmaker draft the second time around, and it's starting to show. It's starting to show with the playmaker. He got what? How many receivers? Okay, he missed that one. You're not gonna talk about that because so far, guess what? We're not missing him, and it looked like he'll probably gonna get one or two balls a game. Maybe not even that anyway. Probably get scratched the way things is looking. You got Rico and Gafford being scratched two games in a row, and it's because we got too many playmakers already. And you hear about him in camp all the time.
Yeah, you got Zay Jones catching touchdowns.
Yeah, you got Zay
out of nowhere.
Yeah. What? Then Nelson Agholor again, your boy. Who Philadelphia was like, please get him out of there. Oh, y'all don't know what y'all doing. But it look like they don't know what they're doing because they're 0-2 right now. But that's a different here nor there. But yeah, man, he there and my boy.
Woo! You gonna Ric Flair me right now?
Oh yeah.
You gonna Ric Flair woo me right now?
I know. He probably said,
"Woo on the drip."
He probably on the drip. Y'all know what I just said contradicts us about when Gruden said somebody getting 16 balls, but that excludes the tight end. I'll tell you that right now. Darren Waller, who I got on fantasy, franchise him. Everybody, you gonna franchise a tight end? My boy Jamel called me up during our fantasy draft, talking smack about me franchising a tight end. Mike contested that because I was on the phone with Mike when it happened because he called my other phone. But yeah, talking smack to me about franchise tagging our keeper, whatever you want to call
keeper.
It. Yeah, keeper on the tight end. And I tell you what, I didn't check the score, but I don't need to because I know I won that game. Shoot, because of that dude.
Hey.
So yeah. But yeah, that's my two good, man. Spreading the ball out.
And he's the reason why we won this game, if you ask me. But we're not going to go into game players of the game yet.
I don't even need to write it down because whoever you say, I'm saying somebody different and it'll be legit.
Okay. All right. Legit. Okay. All right. So that's your two.
Two good. Yeah.
My two good is I love the response of the offensive line after they gave up those
three sacks. That's awesome.
The offensive line, how they responded.
I'm glad to give them their
props. After they gave away three sacks was against this extremely talented D-line and all-pro linebackers. These gentlemen stepped up, and you have backups in there. Did you? We had our fourth-round pick. His name is escaping me right now. Number 76, Simpson. He's in there. He's getting bull. I don't know what his name is right now.
Like, I know it's John. It's very. It's a simple.
We're fresh off the game. All right. We're fresh off the game.
My voice is not as strong as it was.
All right. We're fresh off the game. I would have looked up the stats if I had a chance to. But let me tell you right now, the way he played was immaculate. The way they came back, the offensive line, the way they responded, the grit, the time they allowed Carr. They allowed him time to settle into the game and make some throws. They allowed him time to get confident with the protections that they were doing. And I believe he believes in Tom Cable. I believe he believes in this blocking scheme. And we're starting to see the dividends of that. This O-line played extremely well. You have to give them credit. These guys, especially Denzel Good on the outside, I don't even know if he even gave away a pressure. I don't know if he gave away a pressure. If he did, Denzel Good. If he gave away a pressure, I didn't see it.
I'll tell you
right now, that was immaculate play. And I don't know if he should get taken away from that right guard, that right tackle position right now, if you ask me. Because he's played himself right there into a position right now, two games. I know I'm talking, I'm getting a little over my skis. But I'm going to tell you right now, this gentleman hasn't allowed a pressure. And I'm impressed by this guy. O-line, I'm giving you my two. Nice. You like that? I felt good.
That was a good one.
I finished with a rhyme on that.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. I tell you what, though. They was showing your boy Trent Brown on the sidelines. And they was first, it was like, oh, they're going to miss this guy. After a while, they wasn't. The camera showed them, but the commentator stopped talking about it. They was talking about the good play on the field for some reason. He was just looking like, oh, man, I don't know what he was thinking. But it could have been 100% good thoughts.
Shout out to the commentating crew, too.
Lewis Riddick is really good. Yeah.
Former Raider shout out too.
Oh yeah, he has our helmet in the back when they do the zoom or whatever. The Raider helmet is in his back. Yeah, because we drafted. I think undrafted free agent.
I love the way he called the game. He's smart. He was articulate. He broke things down.
He wasn't too favor him because he was saying what the other team got to do to get back in the game. They got to double up on Waller. They did that. And worked a couple times. But then we just spread it out again.
Not enough.
Fullback, man, on the first down.
And yeah. To your point with the spreading out, man, Renfrow came up Renfrow? When he had to.
Renfrow?
Man, this, you just see guys making plays on third down. Mm-hmm. And you even got guys like Jalen Richard just making a play even after he makes a mistake. Like, mm-hmm. this team is different in the spirit of how they're fighting to win games. Man, I know we're talking about my O-line of number two, but this is a thread throughout that we got to keep going. That we have to look at the effort of this team mm-hmm. and be proud of how they're playing. Let me tell you right now, I'm excited to be a Raider fan.
I'll tell you one thing, though. When Ryan Grant got that, oh, no, that's he's not on the team no more. Sorry about that, Lamont. I still win that Renfrow bets. Thank you. Offer my brother right there. Offer my brother right there for everybody listening.
Hunter Renfrow is a big time. And look, if you're going to give anybody credit, you got to give Hunter Renfrow credit because if you watch any of the videos or the tapes mm-hmm. of anybody – Henry Ruggs was talking about, I gotta figure out the Renfrow, this and that, the other.
And then
you hear Josh Jacobs talking about, I had learned how to run route from Hunter Renfrow.
I gotta do that chicken.
He was a rookie last year.
Huh.
He's a rookie last year. And what I need to see from Henry Ruggs is get a better release off of his, off the stem of his route, at the beginning of his routes. Mm. So that he can use his speed to get upfield, and the timing of those deep balls will be a lot better if he gets a freer release or a cleaner release off the line. He's got to get off that line a little bit quicker, from my prediction, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your two.
No, my two is the O-line responded.
We got up in the sidebar.
I sidebarred all over
so
the place.
We got a recap on that. Recap.
You're one now.
Real quick. Before we go to the one.
Okay.
Abrams.
Okay. Like is your two. Is
your playmaker. Three. Is my three. My playmaker on defense right now. My two was we just talked about spreading the ball out to everybody. That's like 12 different players. Definitely 12, I think. 12 for sure.
Okay.
And then
my two was the O-line responded. Mm-hmm. And O-line for you is my number two. That's what I said.
Yeah, your three was what?
I didn't do my third. I didn't do my number one.
No, three. You went three.
Yeah, my three was the D stepped up. Sorry.
D stepped up, and then the O-line responded. Okay. Now, my one, I kind of called it audible again once again, was beating the playoff team. Not just beating. Remember, everybody was getting on us about not beating the playoff team. Oh, they didn't beat a playoff team yet since whatever. And I was saying, in order to beat a man, you gotta beat the man. That's why I gave the Ric Flair woo. And my throat is all wooed out right now. It's not really as strong as it was in the second quarter. But yeah, I could have said something else, but I feel like I got too much in the coaching evaluation. So beating the
me too.
Yeah, you feel like that? Yeah, I feel like too much in the coaching evaluation. Man, I already did the spreading the ball and everything, but not beating a playoff team, dude. This is like they were saying Super Bowl. They were saying Super Bowl after like the first, and then dominating and whooping on
what about the excuse of Michael Thomas is not there? And
they're going to sing their songs all they want to.
Yeah, because we didn't have Kwiatkowski. We didn't have.
And it showed.
Yeah.
We did not have that middle linebacker.
Oh, my gosh.
Shiggity shows.
Yeah.
Shoot. And we didn't have our tackles, whatever, and we just stepped up. The game is the game.
Yeah.
The game is the game.
You play with who you got.
And we had our injuries. You know what I'm saying?
That's why it's a team.
Exactly. And that's why. Whoever makes it to the playoffs and the ball, the majority of the time, it's healthy. They're healthy. They're the most healthiest team, and they got the most turnovers throughout the season, the majority of the time. But yes, that is my one, man. Beating pretty much a championship, predicted championship team, even though Breeze was kind of fading away there on his arm skills. They didn't care. They was like Teddy Bridgewater went 5-0 with that same team.
Yeah. Heck
that
yeah.
Defense, oh, that defense, and they're going to shut us out. Everybody was predicting, including myself. Yeah, was predicting the same.
34 points?
Because what I saw, yeah, against 34 that points?
Against that defense?
Against that defense.
Three touchdowns from Carr?
You could say Michael Thomas was.
I want to slap some people. Leilani, hey, can I talk to you? I love you. I love you, Leilani. But don't call me after two bad throws. Call me after the game. Because guess what? You call me after the game, I'll tell you about a victory. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, man. For them to come together and get the first win in that stadium
for the new city.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it hurts my heart that they left the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Let me just really be honest, okay? We talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
and if they would have stayed in the Bay Area and had a
whole new stadium,
I would not have been able to afford the season tickets.
Been watching that from the house
anyway.
Exactly.
Because there's no way I was going to be able to afford the PSL tickets. And I can't afford those thousands of dollars just to hold a seat. Like, I can't afford that. Listen, he's a blue-collar Raider, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Raider. I ain't no rich Raider. I'll tell you that. So, I'll tell you that right
now. Double R? You're not double R?
No, we don't have the big fancy equipment right here. We are here as Raider fans.
Mm-hmm.
Lifetime fans, passionate about what we're doing here. So I like your one. Let me go into my one. I don't care if it's going into the coaches' evaluations, but the aggression that we played the game with, and not only coaching, but the defense. Not only the defense, but the offense. If you look at how Jalen Richard ran the football, and he's 180-something pounds, 190 pounds. He's a little guy. He blasted some people and ran through some people like he was trying to attack. And that's how we played this football game. Attacking the whole way. We attacked with our coaching. We attacked with our defense. We attacked with our wide receivers. We attacked with our blocks. We attacked with our running the football. We attacked throwing the football. Everything was about aggression. And this game was won through our aggression. We attacked with the play calling and going after. We kicked the ball through the... through the end zone on special teams. What? We just attacked the entire game. Bad. And our aggression, I believe, is one of the big factors that we won this game. We weren't on our heels. We were definitely on our toes. We were moving forward. We were pushing forward. And that was a huge difference in this game. I think it was probably the number one factor. I'm saying aggression, the aggression of the whole team overall. And when I get into coaches' evaluations, it starts at the top. So you better believe you know what I'm going to talk about.
I'm wondering what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, that was my rant. That was actually a good rant. I felt like I was a good rant.
I let you go through it without cutting you off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to talk over you as much. I listen to our own podcast and evaluate us too sometimes. I get too excited and be cutting you off sometimes. I did notice that. But that was a good rant, man. To the point I had that as my number one, being aggressive.
Yeah.
That right
there, being aggressive. Yeah, so you got that
saying. I had to line it out and put beating the playoff picks. I was going to say that. Glad I didn't, though. I didn't even look at your notes, too. I can't even read
we
that.
Think a lot. We think alike.
Yeah. That was, I mean, because, that yeah, man, dude.
It made a difference in the game.
How nervous was we when they kicked that field goal? And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you serious? What are you doing? And he was known to miss. He was with the Vikings or something like that. He was known to miss those field
that's
goals.
That's how he got cut.
Yeah, that's how he got cut. He was missing those field goals.
But I would rather you're playing aggressive all game. And once you start playing soft and you start playing on your heels, you play scared, you lose. And I'd rather him go after it and have the confidence. He feels like he has enough of his players who understand what he wants to do in order to go for that field goal. And I say, let's go for it. Especially you open the neck of the team that's supposed to be a playoff team, and you send a message to the league that the Raiders are here and we have arrived, and you better believe we're going to play you every single down.
NFC championship team.
Yes.
They
yes.
were predicted to be an NFC championship. Yes. They were predicted to be played the Niners in the NFC championship or the Green Bay Packers. It was those three. It was either or. You can't think of nobody else. It was either those three every time.
So I say this. If you are upset after this game about any of the play calling, if you are upset about Derek Carr, if you are upset about these people not getting this or this person not doing this and this and that, there's something wrong with you as a fan, because 2-0 is a big deal for a Raider fan.
You're upset about somebody not getting something, it's because you're a fantasy owner and you didn't be smart like me and get Waller. That's what that is.
Or Josh Jacobs.
Or even Derek Carr.
Yeah.
I don't got Derek Carr. But you do.
I do.
I should start today. But, the way those, man, I tell you this, it's going to be more people cheering about the Raiders come tomorrow who's going to not be complaining about them for the most part. Now, they're going to probably be complaining about some of the three bad that we got next. And I'm going to go ahead and jump into that.
Okay, go ahead.
If you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all.
Because my three bad, starting the 3-2-1, so my third is... I know I got a nitpick right now, but Carr's deep ball is not.
Dang!
Is not
that's running. My third, too!
It is?
Well, yeah.
Let's talk about it then.
Can't
then,
connect on the deep ball.
Dude, he's lucky. He's real. I don't want to do this, but I can't not pass it. And I see real, like, Alex Smith without the running. Like, Alex Smith was running and scrambling a little bit, and like, he was running for first downs. But Carr don't do the running so much. He ran a little bit and got touched in the head a little bit. It was on my head. But but the deep balls, he couldn't. The reason why they went and got Mahomes because he couldn't connect with Tyreek Hill on like half those deep balls.
Mm-hmm.
And he is launching it out there, and he's not. It's not accurate though. Either he's overthrowing it. Like, they got to work on their chemistry with those deep balls. He has chemistry with Nelson Aguilar.
Right.
That's kind of intermediate.
Right.
Type that's of because he's yeah that's not decent
great speed.
Well, now that's it. Intermediate, like deep ball though, like that one last week, just like a 20-yard. I'm talking about like the bomb, the one, the real.
Well, if you recall, let me interrupt you. Mm-hmm. If you recall, he used to throw deep bombs. He used to get those bombs to Crabtree.
Those rainbows though.
But yeah, but he would throw those to Crabtree because Crabtree was a lot slower. Right now, he can't. He's either he doesn't have that in between ball. He's either too deep or too rainbow. Where it's like coming down like a punt,
yeah.
Or it's too much on the line, where it's got to be back shoulder. So he doesn't have that touch that drops right in the bucket with a guy with that level of speed.
I don't know if you saw when they were throwing all those replays, Waller was plucking the ball behind him on those cross routes and everything on those deep cross routes.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to. I have to nitpick. It's got to be some 3 bad. Nobody does a perfect game,
right?
So. If I have to nitpick, he needs to get the ball in front on the deep and more, because there's some touchdowns that he could have, if he threw it in front of him on a lot of those, on the, some of those plays with the receiver, it would have been for more yards or even a touchdown. Even with that one last week with Ruggs on the deep ball, he was nervous. It took a while to get there. His deep ball.
He's got to get it up and down.
Yeah. As fast as it goes up, it has to come back down again. He got boom, boom, and he got to catch it on the run. Not slowing up and catching it behind them, because they say we got like the murder row of games coming up next, and Patriots and Cam Newton. Look, we're going to talk about that later.
Man, that's
we're talking about that later. But yeah, my 3 bad, my voice wants to leave me. My 3 bad is Carr's deep ball accuracy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't just say it's just him. I would say they can't connect on the deep ball. Mm. And I would say, yeah. The lion's share of the blame goes to Carr, but a lot of that goes to Ruggs too, getting off the defender and then getting upfield and attacking in the route, because it seems to be like he's throwing it as if he had a faster or a more complete or a more efficient release off the line.
So
it's a little bit up the field. So I think that's a timing thing. Mm. I think Carr hasn't had anybody with good speed for a couple of years like that, and I think
because he had it, yeah, because that speed is elite.
That's elite speed. And Rico Gafford, and he threw a couple balls to Rico Gafford last year that were pretty good, but the only issue is
that was last year.
Yeah, so it's just being consistent, finding the timing, and having the confidence. And the rookie Ruggs has got to be more confident in his route running, and then Carr's got to be more confident in that throw. The way he throws it, he doesn't throw it confidently. And if we want to be the team we need to be, we're going to need to connect on those deep balls. Now, we can nitpick, like you said, yeah. And I'm nitpicking just like you are.
Yeah.
But we're being honest. As fans, we're telling you, yes, we saw what you saw. We need to connect on those deep balls. Hopefully, during the season, they continue to work on that. And I believe that they will work on it. And I think that's going to get better as the season goes and progresses. What is your 2 bad?
Especially with the veteran receivers out there as well. My 2 bad, man, was didn't really look good in the middle of the secondary, the intermediate part. We are missing Kaskowski and our at first he was getting better. I think once we knew that they had to throw the ball like that, Eric Harris was looking a little bit better, but at first he was being picked on. He is the weaker link in the secondary right now, so unfortunately, because he's the free safety. But if he comes down at an angle, then he's okay out for the most part. But when his back is turned, he gotta like cover and he gotta like defend the receiver or whatnot. Then that's when it's a problem, because he was kind of not coming down. He was taking what's that deep three that was doing? It was deep third. Yeah, he was waiting. It felt like until they caught the ball, and then he came down on them.
I felt like when he did his job, he did it okay. But when he tries to do too much, He gets caught up. So I think he settled down this week. I think he had a better game this week.
Oh, yeah, better game last week.
He definitely had a better game this week. And he is definitely somebody who is not the stronger point of our defense, especially in the secondary, especially with the young playmakers that I'm seeing in the back end. So I would have to agree with you. My only caveat in that is right now at this point, he's the best we got, and I bet you he probably outplayed the other guys in camp.
And that's what we're dealing with. Because he knows the defense. Is he captain too?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he knows the defense. He's making the tackles. I was wanting to make the deflections.
Right. So I would to your point. I'm gonna say I don't like how we played on that fourth quarter drive. We played so soft on D that we allowed them to score too quick, and we let them stay in the game a little bit longer. So we played so soft that it made them score in like 3 minutes, and you had to at least make them score in 5 minutes. I understand playing soft like that entices them to take the underneath, but with that being said, because we allowed so much space and made guys have to run further to get the ball, made people tired. It tired our defense out even still. Yeah. So you think you're giving your defense a break by just backing off and running up, but what you ended up giving too much space, and now guys are chasing, and now guys are being tired, and the play's taking too long because then the pass rush is not getting there, and now my pass rushers are tired. So this the whole way the thing impacted the game. Yeah.
Because I think they was waiting on I think they was banking on it being stuffed in the red zone, and then hoping that they only get a field goal out of it or something. That's what it looked like until they got in the red zone and scored awfully quick.
And Alvin Kamara is a dude. He's a big time player.
Oh yeah.
And he's not gonna just go down. He's a big time player, and he showed himself today. He showed you why he deserved the money he got.
He just got paid. That's right.
Yeah, he just got paid. I don't know. Did he have 2 touchdowns or 3 touchdowns today? Were those all him? No, I think Breeze threw one to somebody else, but
to do the
Cook, because
Trayvon
Mullen had a great
game.
He had a great game.
That was a mismatch, really well. But it was like
he beat the ball to the point. Yeah. He just bodied him, and that was great defense.
He got tackled on the goal line.
Yeah,
like he didn't like walk in or nothing like that.
No,
he barely
got in too.
It was awesome.
So that was great. That was great. Like we said earlier, they fought for every inch. So yeah, at the end, my two is softy during that series in the end zone, and you said that was on Gruden because Gruden tells.
I feel like he tells Gunther to do that.
We'll have to see
because it's been like that since 2000 and whenever.
I got a sneeze coming.
Yeah, sneeze coming.
And is it because of the fan? Nothing I can do about it. No, it's gone. It's gone. My bad.
I got a sneeze coming. Nah, okay. We're going to my one bad, huh?
Yeah, what's your one bad?
My one bad is it started to get better when the lineman got tired. It looks like, I don't know, but that my outside pressure, man. Inside, the outside with Arden Key. How long was we just sitting there just waiting? We're just waiting for them to get there. I don't think Arden Key touch him.
He hit him, right? He hit him once or twice, but
it's
our outside pressure.
Yeah, because we're talking about pressure and earlier. Get it out of there. our inside was the one that was making him hurry up. And if I have to choose for pressure, it's coming up the middle.
Yeah.
I'm definitely choosing up the
it's inconsistent though.
The middle pressure. We did have to draw up some blitzes for it to happen. It is inconsistent.
Wouldn't it be nicer if Clee Farrell was a hair faster?
Yeah, it would be
like a hair faster.
It better be a long Indian hair, like a long one of the long hairs, because he's strong though. He is strong. I give him that.
He is strong. His versatility helps us out. But on the end,
the end. This is not his.
That's not
his forte.
We can't bread our butter with him on the end.
On that, the defensive end in the beginning of the game too. We need. I don't know.
We need some speed on the outside. I think we have to address that. Moving forward.
Is he one of the dudes that got a tattoo of the shield?
I don't know.
Is he one of the dudes that got the Raider tattoo on his arm?
I don't know, but I know we need to draft another guy that can rush the edge
at some point.
But we're not talking about the draft right now, but I'm just saying it's a concern moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
And when we get into the problem for next week.
Give up a pick for to get a DN. But yeah, I mean, my outside pass rush, as far as my DNs, because Abram, he got in there on the blitz.
They held him, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Joyner blitzed a couple of times too, I think.
Yeah.
Joyner? Yeah.
And he's never good at it, but go ahead.
He held up a lineman. he decoyed lineman. So it wasn't pretty. I mean, you know, 190 pounds versus 300 something.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty at all. But yeah, man, that's my one bad. My number one bad, man, is just outside pressure. They're massive. Crosby, he was starting to warm up a little bit. But him, definitely Farrell, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you this.
Because it was all about Mo Hurst and Mo Collins, really.
Yeah.
But mostly Mo Hurst, though. They didn't really have an answer for him.
Cleveland Farrell put some pressure in the middle, too. His size, too. Farrell put some pressure in the
middle. I feel like that was when they had to pass it. Like, we had to take them out of the running, Kamara or whatever.
Yeah, because if they would have just kept running him,
it was going to be bad. We was not stopping the run.
No.
That should actually be my one bad. We're not stopping the run, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I could actually switch it. Because Latavius Murray, he got to get called out because they had it, because he's not a big-time pass catcher. So it was more just about Kamara. But, yeah, not stopping the run was
that's
was,
a big, was, huge problem.
Yeah, that was my one bad right there was not stopping the run.
Wait, what? What are you talking about? Your one bad
what happened?
Was a pass rush. What? All of a sudden, it's not stopping the run?
What happened?
You trying to steal a bonus? You stole a bonus, man? Get out of here, dude.
I'll stick to it.
My one bad is, in games like this, especially close, when you want to be a team that's going to be a playoff team, you cannot turn the ball over when you are about to enter field goal range. And when you turn the ball over like that, it just opens the door for the other team to take back control of the game. When you have an opportunity to end the game right here, to take the heart out of the team, to eat the clock, or pin them back defensively and have the field position game, you cannot just hand them the ball in the middle of the field. And you cannot make those kind of mistakes. And it was not the pitch. It was the player taking his eyes off the ball.
And hit him in the face.
In the hands.
Yeah.
Two strides, like right there. Jalen Richard, you can't afford to make that mistake.
That's why I was yelling, that's why you have to play a team.
Yeah, because that kind of a mistake can lose you football games.
Yeah.
The good thing about what he did was, and this is goes back to the aggression.
Yeah.
He didn't sit and whine and complain. And Gruden went back to him again and gave him a toss. And he put his face down the middle of the field and cut it up and ran that tightrope and took off up the sideline and scored a touchdown, which is a very needed touchdown at the game.
But you remember feeling like that? You got to know your players. Do you remember feeling like that? If you mess up, you immediately want the ball back redemption. Remember that?
You wanted the ball
back. I was like, oh my, somebody please get me back in the game. Please. Yeah. Come
give
on,
me
the coach.
Ball. Let me run it.
Let me do that again. And that's what it looks like.
So that's my one bad is we fumble the ball in field goal range. And fumbling is unacceptable, especially, you know, at the field goal range. Yeah. And then we also fumbled on the goal line.
Twice.
We fumbled on the goal line.
Twice. Did we score after that? Yeah, we just scored.
We scored. Fumbled on the goal line.
Fumbled the snap card. Backed up a little bit too early.
Yeah.
I don't think Josh Jacobs is going to extend the ball out like that no more.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Until he got full grip and well known. And when you do it, you jab it. Yeah, you ain't got to just sit there and take a picture of it. Quick jab. They will see that, dude. And if they don't, hey, we got the NFL replay or whatever. They'll throw the red flag. But yeah, man, jab it next time and have complete control of the ball. I was so nervous. I was like, oh, you kidding me? It happened again? Are you? They fumbled twice in the goal line. That was a real hedgy play on the people who recovered the ball anyway. I don't know who recovered it. I think it was the fullback.
Eric Engel.
Yeah.
45. Hey, all right. So we're done with our three bad. Let's go ahead and go into our coaches' evaluations. I'm going to go ahead and jump in front of you. Mm-hmm. Offensive play call, OC. I thought that was a great game plan for this team. Like, scoring 34 points in a game like this on Monday night when the lights are bright, opening up a new stadium, and having that kind of a game plan that was extremely effective, that scored that many points, that was against that defense that had them guessing, that was so multiple, just was awesome to watch. I don't know if it was Greg Olsen or if it was John Gruden. The combination of the two had a great game plan. I loved it. I thought the execution that Carr did was fantastic. It could have been a little bit better, like we said, because some of the throws and the position of some of those throws. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to keep our eye on that moving forward. And we'll have a longer conversation about what we think, what kind of quarterback he is, because the quarterbacks that are in the NFL are now run/throw quarterbacks. Like, you have to have the Russell Wilson kind of dynamic in order to be that dominant team. And I think if you don't have all the pieces around you put together, and you're an old school quarterback, if you're a Matt Ryan, if you're a Derek Carr, if you're a Kirk Cousins, if you're one of those kinds of quarterbacks, you're playing at a deficit because you don't have that extra dimension to extend plays, and you don't have that extra dimension to run and threaten with the run. So I think I'm saying that in my offensive coordinator, so I'm going to go ahead and give him an A. Mm-hmm. I'm going my defensive coordinator. I'm going to give him a B+ because of that one drive. My special teams,
your coach. Player?
Yeah, my D it gets a D+. And my special team, B+.
I meant to say B.
Mm-hmm. B+. And my special teams, I'm gonna go ahead and give them a B because I didn't see any big plays on special teams, but they made the plays that were there. And then the head coach, I'm gonna go ahead and give him an A because of the excitement, the fierceness, the attitude, the aggression. Everything the way that people played, and I loved the way he called the game. He didn't play scared. He didn't call it scared. He played it confident. He called it confident. He called it like he was supposed to win, and we won because of that, and that's why I'm going with the A. What are your coach's evaluations?
That is a good one, because my coach's evaluation is an A+.
Ooh.
For the head coach, because I tell you right now, he shut me up right there, because I was like, dude, if you don't punt this ball, are you crazy? You know, kick a field goal with this dude and put him right there at least. You punt it, and then they be pinned down, and they got and look. And if we did punt the ball, we stopped them anyway because they had a because those out of timeouts, and they had to drive down the field. But we didn't do the prevent defense that we did the second time around,
right?
Because they was playing, they was still, but Crosby was still batting the ball down and everything on that last drive. That was definitely an aggressive play calling all the way down the board. Well, he went for it on fourth down. On the goal line, I was like, you got to get points against these dudes. Don't miss out on points. Because you remember last year, there was times we went for it on fourth down, and we came up with, he said, I think out of how many times last year that we came out of the red, out of goal line with nothing? Because we went for it on fourth.
I think it was four or five times.
I think it was like five times, yeah. Because we went for it on fourth. We went for it. He had trust in his fullback and running back. That was when we actually, we fumbled twice. He still went for it.
Yeah.
And he threw it to the Waller. Thank you for those points. And he threw it to Waller and got the touchdown. But, man, that was some good play calling. So he gets an A+ for me. And my coordinator, I don't know what we really call it, between Gruden and Greg Olsen. I think it's Gruden. So I'll give that an A as far as the play calling, because it was some aggressive third and one?
Mm-hmm.
Or third, it was a third and one. He goes deep. That's the stuff I miss. Like, it don't go goal line. You got all these speedy receivers. They think you're going to run the ball third and one. Have a one-on-one shot, yeah, and take the shot. It's going to be, I want to say with Ruggs, with that matchup, it's going to be 60-40, because either they're going to draw a penalty, which is what happened, or it's going to be a deep play.
Right.
So, I love the play calling, the aggressive on that part, because I remember that when Musgrave did that with Carr. He was doing that a lot. It would be like third and two, and do those little fades or whatever, little back, shoulder phase with Crabtree, sometimes with Cooper, but mostly Crabtree. But so they get an A.
Okay.
I give them an A. Special teams, yeah, you're right. I give that. There was a lot of fair catching when there was some space in front of them.
Uh-huh.
I think they told him to do that because Renfro, I feel like he was going for it every time.
Right.
He was going for it every time on the punt. So yeah, I feel like they're. I give them a B minus. Give them a B minus because there was plays to be made a little bit, yards to be gained. I should say, as far as special teams and the punt return is concerned. But we didn't let no big plays happen. There was a big kick return, though. They got to, like, the 30-something yard line. I think it was on the drive that they scored on. Because remember,
right. Uh-huh.
You said, damn, all of a sudden, they're right there? Yeah, it's like, exactly. Damn, they're already there. Yeah. It's a 4-yard line. Yeah. What the hell? See, it was that big return. And, yeah, defense, I give that an A-.
Ooh.
I give them an A-, man.
You give an A-?
I give an A-. It was 2-year corner, rookie corner, playing hurt, still being aggressive with the blitz, and he had more blitzes this time. Now I'm starting to believe him that he didn't call those blitzes up because he didn't want to put somebody in those bad spots. Kind of believe him that now a little bit because his blitzes this time went to strong safeties this year. You didn't see those strong safeties. Like, who's strong? Well, you didn't see Curtis Riley blitzing. blitzing from the Mustang.
Curtis Riley.
From the safety spot. I don't know if he played strong or free, but he wasn't a corner. So, yeah, you didn't see that. You see the linebackers blitzing. You see our linebacker. Everybody was like, oh, that's going to be the difference maker in Gerard Cook and this and that. The reason why we got Littleton is to shadow the tight ends like that. And he caught that one touchdown.
And then he was a non-factor the rest of the game.
And then he was quiet the rest of the game, yeah. So it's like.
He balled out. Corey Littleton.
Corey Littleton balled out.
He's a difference maker.
Big time.
He's a huge difference maker.
See, this is what good linebacker play looks like. We haven't had it. This is what good linebacker play, one half of a good linebacker play looks like. Because Morrow, he's a run stopper, man. He was chasing and huffing and puffing and whiffing, going for the ball, trying to strip the ball and not tackling the person. The person getting 5 more yards because you trying to strip the ball out the dude's hands. Didn't really work out for you today. But he played a C game, though. I give him a C grade.
He did get the pick.
Get an individual. Huh?
He got an interception.
He got an interception?
Remember?
He did get a pick. That's why he gets a C.
Okay.
Because he gets a... Because
there was a lot of plays he missed.
Yeah, there was a lot of plays he missed. And that was the same damn interception that he should have got last week. Matter of fact, it was right to him. So he was in the exact spot. So, yeah. I'm not great in individual players anyway. So, yeah, I give the defense A-.
All right. I like your grades. Let me go ahead and go into the game-changing play. What's your game-changing play? It's hard for me to come up with one, so I just said third and Waller. Because Waller was just every third down, making the play on every single third down.
Yeah.
I can't think of just one, because seems like every third down, Waller was finding himself open. So it's hard to say. I don't want to say he's the player of the game or anything like, but it's, you know, my... He made a difference on every third down. Like,
gotta recognize
him. So I'm sorry. Like,
he has to be recognized.
He's the guy. That's my play.
Just like I said earlier, I know they was spreading the ball out, but he got a lot of them. He got a lot of them balls, man.
Pick one of those third downs, and that's the game changing play.
My game changing play is the fourth down, the touchdown one.
Okay.
Because think about it, man. If we I think it was 17-17, if we don't score, that's changing the game. That's changing the momentum. That's changing everything. We didn't score that. The confidence, that's changing everything. We're back to the confidence that we had last year, I feel like.
Because here we go again.
Yeah, it was that here we go again feeling. So that was definitely the game changer. I know it's easy to pick a touchdown for a game changer, but that touchdown going forward on fourth down.
Because of what it meant.
What it meant. And we would have had to turn the ball over again, and they would have probably, I know that they would have been pinned back and all, but. We pinned back a plenty of teams, and somehow they get some breathing room, and then a penalty happens, and blood, and so forth, and so forth, and so on, and so on, I should say. But, yeah, that's my game-changing play is that fourth and goal line with Waller. Same person. Same guy. Different play.
I know it's kind of taking a cheater's way out because I can't envision anything other than all those third downs that he converted. Like, just him converting those third downs. You could pick each one. I could have chose the Nelson Aguilar one ball that he caught.
Okay, I was thinking about that one, but I chose him last week.
Same
I think
here.
I was going to say Brandon Edwards.
I was going to say Zay Jones in the end zone catching that one ball.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say. But those are too easy. I want to give the guy who played his tail off, Darren Waller, and all those third downs he converted.
Man, just in case you don't get the game ball, he got to be missing, dude.
I didn't know who you were going to say for your game ball. So my game ball is a little bit off the beaten path because of Arnett. I'm going Arnett.
Arnett, game ball?
Arnett, man, he came downhill and tackled as a corner.
Mm-hmm.
He sealed the edge as a corner. He was blasting people from the corner spot. And he didn't give up any big plays.
You seen him squinting.
Where was Emmanuel Sanders? Where was Emmanuel Sanders?
That's right. Hey, he was there on the last drive, second to last drive. He finally got one ball.
Damon Arnett.
I was nervous about him.
Because Arnett didn't have nobody balled out. That's why you draft that guy right there. That's why you picked that guy.
I drafted him in the third round. That's because of the simulator.
How many times are you going to bring that
up? I picked him.
How many times are you going to bring that up?
Because I brought him up the first time before anybody was like, oh, man, who is this dude?
You know what? Huh? You can't bring that up no more.
I feel like I can't. Is he going to keep balling out? He was
squinting. He's my player of the game, though.
He's making hits, and he's getting up, squinting, shaking his hand. Like,
he's
my hand.
He's in pain, but he's getting up. He's getting playing. He's playing through it. He's got heart, and he doesn't stop coming up. They keep testing him. He keeps coming up and making plays.
Dude,
one-on-one tackles with the running backs.
There is something there. There's something there. People are saying, why aren't they testing the rookie? Why aren't they testing? Because he's good.
Exactly. That's why.
They not want to test him right now, man.
Yeah, they made him one dimension. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward.
One last week.
But they got him on a double move.
He
got
to learn. They probably doubled him again, and I guess he learned this time.
Right.
So,
yeah, I liked it. That's my player of the game. That's what gets my game ball.
My game ball, missing everybody else. My game ball, because he corrected his play. He was calling all the right plays, spreading the ball out. I'm going to give it. I could say so many people, Jacobs, whatever, but I'm going to not beat around the bush no more. Just go straight for the low-hanging fruit and give it to Derek Carr. He got 3 touchdowns, no picks. Almost 300 yards again. Hey, as long as you win, you got 34 points. It could be 100 and some yards, but 3 touchdowns. It is repair. That's just the
position.
That's just the position of the field that you are playing on. That whole 300, 400 yards, whatever. Matt Ryan had, 400 some yards? He lost. So it's like, you know, it's just the position that where the ball is punted or the kickoff lands at, whatever, boom, play right there, go down the field, take all the time in the world, score. And he's taking time. He's taking time going down the field.
Some of the longest drives in the NFL.
Yeah, some of the longest.
Drive.
Yeah, the longest drive, I think, we're number one in the league right now, something like that. So it's like, if he hurries up and score and and then the other person gets it, he will get 300 and something balls, or 300 and 50 yards or whatever. But he's taking his time, taking time off the clock, got 296 yards this time around, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Some bad deep balls. He didn't work on those, but, you know, it's people in his face. He getting the penalties called on him.
You split hairs.
Yeah, I was splitting hairs. Kind of got juicy mouthed it there a little bit.
But the thing about it is, what can you do, man? Your quarterback throws 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He gets you in and out of good plays.
Yep. Kill.
Didn't turn the ball over.
Yep.
You win 2 football games in a row. If I hear a bunch of complaints about Derek Carr this week, I
can't wait.
You're
going to hear them.
Oh, my God.
People just don't want to be wrong. Oh, he should have. Imagine. This is true. Imagine if he did use his legs more with Bob and got those receivers out there like
that's not
that.
Who he is, though.
It's not. He's probably going to have to change. This game, he didn't have to. He did one. He said, that's one time, that's enough right there. He felt like, because he was spreading the ball out.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to. He gave it to the screen on the backs, and then he gave it to the other back, and gave it to the fullback, he gave it to both tight ends when I called it on Foster Monroe. I said, he's going to give it to Foster Monroe, and that was a nice ball.
I backed you.
Intermediate ball right there.
Before the snap, the way Foster Monroe's body was.
Yeah, he just looked like he was happy.
About to get the ball. Omar was like, Foster Monroe about to get the ball right now. He's about to get the ball right. I said, oh, yeah, I back you. Yeah, he's definitely getting the ball. And then Carr threw it right to him over the top.
That was a nice ball.
That was a nice ball.
But
he could throw those nice ones to the slower guys. The speedy guys, he's got to get his timing
down. But he was practicing all off season during COVID. People complained about them in the park and all that stuff. But Zay Jones is a 4.38 dude. He's a 4.4, 4.38 dude. So, and Nelson Aguilar, I think, is a 4.4 as well. None of them cats is a 4.27. I'll tell you that right now. That's a whole other league of elite.
So, did you want to talk about if I need to eat the crow? I'll tell you if I need to eat the crow. If the game plan looks as good as it does, as it did this week, then I'll eat some crow when we play the Patriots. If they can game plan Cam Newton,
Yeah, I like the adjustments too. Like they made the adjustments. They make the same adjustments in the game plan, like what you're saying with Cam Newton. Kind of like how they did against Cam Newton.
I get that nasty crow out.
In Seattle. They made a game plan against him and everything. So if they do the same thing, build that confidence bar, because we got to go back to the East Coast once again.
Yeah.
We just came back from
that. That's one of the problems. Let's get into the problem for next week. Did you tell me who your game ball was? You said Carr.
I said Carr.
Okay, and I said Damon Arnett. And then we are going to talk about the problem. The problem for next week, I'm going to say our travel. And I'm going to say Cam Newton. He looks fantastic. No lie. He is balling right now.
Yeah, he's having
He looks fantastic.
I hate when he has fun like that. Stop having so much fun. Yeah. I watched him look pissed. He did look pissed at the end when he tried to do that quarterback sneak and didn't get it.
They went all out and said, just
they
go.
They brought the house. It was a jailbreak.
Yeah. They said, everybody goes, and if we're wrong,
he's going to beat us by some tight end running in the background. Yeah. The back of the
he is not going to run this in on us. And they guess right. And we have to figure out a way to guess right next week. Mm-hmm. And I think he looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton looks good. His throwing motion and his accuracy looks pretty good.
I didn't know I was going to say this, but he's going to be so far out of these three games, he's the best quarterback that we're playing right now.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I concur with that.
Of course, you could say Drew Brees by history and stats, but as far as today?
Right now? In this NFL?
Yeah. It's Cam Newton right now.
He's the prototypical run option, throw the ball option quarterback. Like, you got to get that big boy down on the ground. He's big. That's a big dude.
He's using Julian Edelman. I think he got a record. He broke his own personal record. Yeah, 160 yards.
Yeah.
In the air. Yeah.
This guy can throw too. This is going to be a problem for us next week, and we got to fly all the way across country on a short week and play an early morning game. Keep that in mind, people.
Oh, they're practicing at 7 o'clock in the morning.
And Josh Jacobs was a little gimpy. I don't know if you noticed that. His hip
it was that hip pointer, I think.
Yeah.
It could have been a hip pointer. I don't know. But he finished the game, though.
He finished the game, but
he also finished the game on a broken shoulder. And then it was out.
So
I don't want to put too much into that he finished the game.
We got to get him recovered all week long. That's the problem for next week.
What's his name? Richie Incognito was hurt. He did not finish the game.
No. Because of his Achilles. He couldn't
go. Too tight. Do we got a bye week here, Prince? Anyway, you still got Trent Brown out. Hopefully, they didn't say anything about Nick. He's just out.
He was doubtful earlier in the week, and then he was just out.
I'd rather go. I feel like Good earned the spot to be our second right tackle. Sam Young? Whatever.
I don't know who. Sam Young, yes.
Sam Young? Yeah. Over him.
Yeah. I think he's playing so well.
Dude, he completely X'd out my damn problem from last week.
Yeah.
I said Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan is horse collaring.
He had zero tackles for loss, zero sacks.
He had zero tackles for loss.
Zero tackles for loss, zero sacks, and one huge penalty.
He didn't.
No tackles for loss.
Shoot the middle up on a.
No tackles for loss. Okay. I saw the stats.
Okay, I'll take that.
My
problem, because this is making me more nervous, as I said out loud. Against an elite corner. Now we got to go past. So we went past being a playoff team. An elite corner on the other side of the defense. Carr stays away. I know it feels good to go spread the ball out, and you could actually stay away from him. But when he went against Marcus Peters, then he went against all those other elite corners like back in the past. Horrible games. Against Jalen Ramsey. No, we beat that. It was against the Jaguars back then. And this time it's Stephen Gilmore. Stephen Gilmore was a defensive player of the year. People forgot that. That corner was a defensive player of the year.
And we're playing Bill Belichick.
And it's so Bill Belichick defense.
Away Darren Waller and make you win with somebody
That's
else.
Why you got to spread that ball out, man. You're going to have to win with somebody else. That's why you go in a game plan. Don't even study their tape. Just study their players. That's where they say you beat them. Study their players. Don't study their game plan on what they did against that team. Study on what that player's weakness is. He moves against this way. His angles or whatever is bad, whatnot, against this play. And then you attack that part.
Over and over again.
That weakness of it. You don't attack Bill Belichick by studying his game plan. But that's not going to be the game plan. Everybody knows this. Everybody and their mama knows it. Don't study the game plan. Study the actual player of the play. Like, if they have a hard time doing a toss play to the right or to the left or whatever, then attack that side, blitz that side or whatever. Or if they, or vice versa, it doesn't matter. But my problem is, your East Coast time zone.
Hopefully, early morning practicing. On a short week.
Hopefully, we start practicing at 7 o'clock again. Do something that helped out last time.
Short week.
Even though we did look sluggish too against the Panthers, doing that, going all the way to the East Coast on a short. On a short week. We had all offseason to prepare for them.
But we got a short week.
We got a short week this time around. But elite corners, man, and Derek Carr, he doesn't bode well.
That's a good point, because he doesn't throw it with confidence.
Yeah, against that
elite corner. He doesn't play with that.
At first, he was doing it with Sherman
when he was younger.
Rookie, yeah. First, he was doing it.
It didn't faze him. Now, as he's a little bit older and he looks at tape, I think he gets into the tape and he freaks out.
You remember on the tape. We watching Marcus Peters pick him off and run straight to us and grabs crotch and jump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's elite corners, man. And then the Broncos, that was one game. He didn't have nowhere to throw it. It looked like, anyway. He was not throwing it. What was it? The no-fly zone defense or whatever it was.
Aqib Talib.
Yeah, Aqib Talib and Harris.
Yeah.
Forgot who the other dude was. Not Champ Bailey. Anyway, it was somebody on the Broncos.
The slot guy. The guy who covered the slot.
Yeah, it was because there was three Ohio corners.
State dude. I forgot what his name
was. It was three corners for sure.
Yeah.
It was three corners for sure. I forgot who the other dude is, though. It was Aqib Talib that they got. That they won the Super Bowl with was Aqib Talib, Harris, and some other big name dude. It was definitely a big name cat. Forgot who it was. But anyway, that's my problem for next week.
And that's our podcast for this week.
Yeah.
And this is your friendly neighborhood Raider Brent Jimmy checking out.
Our voices is kind of...
I'm dying out. I'm running out of steam.
Blue collar Raider Omar.
And we'll catch you guys next week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it.